I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. There are times when despair seems to saturate our lives. The sudden death of a loved one, which is followed by the loss of a job on the same day as the ominous cancer diagnosis, which happened a mere 3 weeks after receiving the foreclosure notice on one's house. You get the idea. All of us have bad days now and then, but for some there are those bad weeks, or months, or even years. In the midst of it all, it sure can be hard to find reason to hope, but hope we must. And that's what we hear from this week's essayist, Doreen Conca Engel.
With apologies to Pascal, I hope, therefore I am. This past year proved me oh so right. The death of a beloved friend topped woes of biblical proportions. If I were to list them, you might wonder if I exaggerate. Unfortunately, I do not. My year was as hard as the winter of 2015, unrelenting and almost unbelievable, unless you were living it. I survived, thanks to kindnesses from loved ones and a new job with thoughtful colleagues. However, so many sorrows piled on top of each other began to crack my foundation as badly as the pillars of that Park Avenue bridge in Cranston. Like Rhode Island Department of Transportation, I needed a plan. Mine came from my faith tradition, hope against hope. I promised myself daily that the unlikely feeling of joy would happen for me, although it often seemed as if I were lying to myself. Then one magical time-warped day, hope paid off in spades. I'm at a park with my adult sons when a drum circle calls to me and presto! Suddenly, my friends and I are 20-something musicians. How full of promise we are as we pull out our instruments and play. Next, while families feed the ducks, I'm clearly 35 with two small and darling boys. Now come the skateboarding teens, and I'm living my roller coaster 40s, listening for the car and praying nobody got hurt at practice. Just then, a lovely young woman asks if I'd like to try her watermelon cake, and I'm 56 again, and my sons are grown. One has traveled 1,000 miles to visit, while the other generously hosts and shares dozens of amazing friends with me. It was the very day Chicago sang of in Saturday in the Park. There really was a man selling ice cream and a guitar player. When I heard the prophetic words, "Listen, children, all is not lost," ring through my head, I knew hope had prevailed. Someday, when one of my son's friends remembers that cookout and asks, "Hey, how's your mom doing?" I'm determined that the answer will be, "Great." Then they both might smile at how ridiculously happy I was to share a few burgers with dozens of young people one sunny summer day. If they're as lucky as I now realize I've been, they'll understand why. At least I really hope so. Now, about those other Rhode Island bridges.
Doreen Conca Engel serves as a guidance counselor and the director of the Benilde program at St. Raphael Academy in Pawtucket. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.